So down in that Frederick, South Dakota area, like you and I were talking beforehand, soybean harvest is the main focus right now. And so where are we at as far as harvest progress, and how has the quality of the crop been as it comes off?
You know, I would say in some of the areas here, we're probably 40% done, just based on what I'm hearing with a few guys. Yield ranges are variable, just kind of depending on the planting conditions they went into. And then we had some really heavy rains during the summer in areas. So yields vary around the area quite a bit.
And would you say, you know, most farmers are achieving a pretty average yield when it all, you know, kind of settles out?
Some are more just, you know, average, and then some guys are picking up some areas where they're above average yields, especially guys that kind of work their ground ahead of planting. They're seeing some pretty good yield averages. But anybody that kind of went into some marginal ground, they're looking in a little bit disappointing, you know, some 30s and low 40s. And then it kind of depends on if it's on rotational ground versus beans on beans.
Yep.
Those factors are really showing up this year.
And two, some farmers starting to dip into some early corn harvest. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got a few guys that that are doing a little bit of corn, seeing some moistures in that 18 to 20% range in some areas. And just really kind of getting an early start on that. Not a lot of big acres coming out yet quite on corn, but it won't be long. Guys will dip into it right away here after bean harvest.
Were there any concerns with that crop throughout the growing season, or pretty ideal conditions for the most part, I would say, especially compared to last year?
Yeah, well, you know, test weight should be pretty good here this year compared to what we saw last year. You know, I don't have any concerns as far as test weight goes. And yield should be pretty respectable this year from what I'm seeing out in the countryside as for the stand and the condition of the crop.
Well, and two, while we're starting to wrap up 2020 here, Rich, of course, with your Pioneer seed sales business, you're already prepping for 2021. So is there anything that excites you going into 2021 about the path ahead?
Yeah, you know, on the corn side of things, we're really excited about a couple numbers here on the 90 to 95 day zone. P92 11 a.m. looks like that's going to be a really good 92 day corn for us in this area. Looks like it's got some really good yield potential from what I'm seeing scouting out in the fields. And then along with that product, zone on P9492 has kind of been a product the last couple of years that we've had out, and that looks really phenomenal as well. Good, strong agronomics all around, and good dry down from what I'm seeing out in the countryside. The corn that's coming off, that's what I'm seeing here in that 94-day zone, some 18 to 20% moistures, and some good yields from the growers that are taking it off.
Well, and I know it may be a little premature talk here, if you will, but you know, farmers are getting this crop off in a timely manner. They're going to have time to maybe cover up some of the sins from the past couple of falls. Just long story short, they're going to get a lot done this fall. And so, you know, acreage wise, some pretty good talk about maybe switching back to some higher corn acres. I know with the late start to the planting season this past year, some of those got put on the back burner.
Yeah, you know, from what we're seeing going into fall here, a lot of those PP acres are drying up, so I think there's some good opportunity to regain acres back for the 2021 growing season. and guys are pretty optimistic about what they're going to be able to plant next year, and so hopefully we'll see that when next spring comes around and see what the snowfall comes around this winter and how that all shapes up.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, Rich, that works for me if that works for you.
Yeah, you know, the harvest is going to go fairly fast here. Looks like we're going to have some fairly good weather here next week. And that being said, the warmer the weather, the faster that dry down is going to be on the corn side of things. And guys will be happy with that, not having to use as much propane this year.